Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Owen Farley. It's so awesome to be with you today on Impact 103. I really enjoy our conversations, and it really just does give us some time to be real, challenge the way we think, and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus. So, something that I want to focus on today is Mark 5:36. It says, "Do not be seized with alarm and struck with fear. Only keep on believing." So here's the question. Do you actually believe? Are you believing? So Mark 9:23 also says, "All things are possible for those who believe." So what are we believing? Like, believing what, Owen? So I'm so glad that you asked that question, because we are going to be talking about that today in our conversation. All right, so we're talking today about this question: do you believe? So what I find fascinating about this is every single one of our decisions and our lives are based on what we believe, either what we believe in what's happening around us, the way creation works, how we work, and every single one of our decisions is based on what we believe. So this is what I really love about Jesus. He challenged everything, like literally changed everything that humanity considered to be real and reliable. And his message was really simple. He said, "Repent, change your mind for the better, heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of your past sins, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Man, I love that. So it was like he was just selling us, listen, there's a different way. You don't know, you don't realize. Allow me to change your mind, and you can enter into my kingdom. Very simple. And the way that we do that, the way we actually come into being in his kingdom, is not by proving it ourselves, not by making it happen, not by forcing or doing anything, just by believing that he's actually saying something and we take it as real. That's the way that we change our lives. We change our lives because we hear something that God is telling us and we say, okay, I believe that. I believe it's true. And so one of the first things that I really know that God was on God's heart, really, really, is John 3:16. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in, trusts in, relies on him will not perish or come to destruction, but will have eternal life." Man, just in that one scripture, there is like tons for us to believe in. Firstly, we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Like, God himself came to earth for us because he loved us. I mean, that's amazing. That's an amazing thing just to believe. God loves you. God loves me. And God died for us on the cross so that he could separate us from our sin, all the bad things we do, separate us from death, and actually give us a life worth living. Man, so here's the question: do you believe? If you're just tuning in, just a quick recap. We are discussing the question, do you believe? Because all things are possible for him who believes. So we're talking about believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came, died for our sins. And not only did he die for our sins to forgive us of doing those things, but he actually destroyed sin. He destroyed the power that sin has over us right now and for our future. And I know that's kind of like a mind-blowing statement. Well, for me it is anyway, because it's like, wait, aren't we always told, wait, I'm just human, I'm always gonna sin? So here's the challenge. Okay, Romans 6 says, "What shall we say to all this? Are we to remain in sin order that God's grace, favor, and mercy may multiply and overflow? Certainly not. How can we who died to sin live in it any longer? Or are you ignorant to the fact?" Now, I love this. "Are you ignorant? Don't you know the fact that all of us who have been baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. We were buried with him. Whoa. You were buried with Jesus. You were crucified with Jesus on the cross. So here we are in verse 4. You were buried with him through the baptism into death. Just that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead through the glorious power of the Father, so too might we habitually live and behave in newness of life. Man, so not only did Jesus say to us, I'm dying for your sin, but I'm actually giving you the power and the ability to say no when you're tempted. Like, you're no longer controlled by sin. You no longer have to sin. You can actually say, man, this is awesome. You can actually say no. Because that's what Jesus did. He crucified sin on the cross. And then it carries on and it says in verse 6, we know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him in order that our body, which is the instrument of sin, might be made inactive and ineffective to evil, that we may no longer be slaves to sin. Ooh, ooh, I love it. I love it. So Jesus was on the cross, destroyed sin, gave us the opportunity to actually forget about our old nature and step into a new way of living through him. It's just like, but this is the question that we're talking about. Do you believe it? Because I really believe that some of us, me included, have been trapped in this mindset of, wait, I sin. So because I sin, what God is actually speaking about can't really be for me. But it is. It's for all who believe. That's why God said, only believe. So here's that question. Because it is so freeing. It is literally so freeing. Do you believe? So I'm legit at a point where I really feel like I'm bubbling over with excitement because of what God tells us in his word. And it's just so simple. And the question I really feel he's asking is, do you believe it? He's just telling you the way things are, the way he created things to be, and the way things work. But do we believe it? So God came to set up his kingdom. And I'm just quickly recapping. God came to set up his kingdom. God loves us. Jesus is our savior from past and future sins. We're no longer now the slave of sin. And now we can actually step into a life worth living to be the best us that God created us to be, because we're not held down by it anymore. So not only has God done all of this for us, but he says that I'm going to go to the Father and I'm going to ask the Heavenly Father, send the Holy Spirit to go and live inside of those who believe. And so it's like the same Spirit that lived in Jesus now is living in us. Like it says in Acts 1 verse 8, it says, but you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when you receive the Holy Spirit. And you shall be my witness in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And I love this because also in John 14, 12, it says that we will do the same things that Jesus did and even greater things than these. It's a mind-blowing statement, that we can do the same as Jesus did. I mean, just think about what Jesus did. He walked on water, raised the dead, healed the blind, and we are able to do the same things. But the question remains, do you believe it? So like we've already discussed, if Jesus came to set up his kingdom. And now we're transforming our minds to say, okay, I don't see the way that God's kingdom is working. So now I need to change. I need to believe that what he's telling me, put it into practice and actually see if, you know, these things work, if I can step into the kingdom. So one thing that he said is that he's coming back. So not only did he do that, set up the kingdom for us to live in it now, but he's coming back. And he said in his word that he's coming back and we will rule with him for 1,000 years. Not in another place, here on this earth. Okay, so check it out. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 to 17. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet with the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Okay, now check out Revelation 20, verse 4 to 6. It says, and they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were complete. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Guys, his kingdom is coming. His kingdom is, he came here to set up a kingdom, a different nation. And he's called us to be part of that nation. And so when we believe in Jesus, we gain a citizenry of the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus is coming to actually set up that kingdom that every nation is going to bow down to. Every tongue is going to confess. So, and I love it because it's like we enter into this kingdom, this heavenly kingdom, just through believing. Just through believing. And it's a kingdom that cannot be shaken. So we're talking about this question, do you believe? And just bear with me for a second because I'm thinking of the way that we believe things that come into our lives from different sources, okay? We go to school and we believe that the words in the books are the truth. It's the way things are, okay? But then they're always revising those. So if you actually take like the first ones and you look at them, a lot of the information that's in those books is actually now wrong because you've just learned something new. So if we can do that, if we can get on Google and just research something and say, oh, that's how you do it. We believe what someone is telling us. And then we just say, we take it as it is. And we start putting it into practice and start doing it. So shouldn't it be the same with God's words? Like if God, Almighty God in heaven is telling you certain things, he obviously knows best. He created the heavens and the earth. He knows how they're supposed to be working. He knows how we are supposed to be working. And the only way that we can find that out is if we spend time with him and say, okay, how do you see this? Teach me about your kingdom. Show me. I don't understand. Show me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's very simple. It's just to trust what he tells us and to change our lives and walk in that. Okay? So there's so much that God has actually done for us. Like there's so many promises in his word of things that we can now start believing in. So here's just a quick testimony. Okay? For the last 10 years, okay, since, I mean, what's now, 2022. So when I was 21 and it was 2012, God said to me, I'm real, Do you want to know me? There's more than what you realize. Come, let me teach you about the kingdom. And I started realizing that it was all based on just his love for me. And one of the things he said is, I will liberally supply. Okay, get this. I will liberally, like freely, like everything you need, liberally supply all things according to Christ Jesus. And he said to me, Owen, I want to show you more. Trust me that I'm going to provide for you like a father does for his child. If you ask, if you as a natural son go to your dad and ask him, Dad, I'm really hungry. Can I have some bread? He's going to give you some bread. And it's the same with me. I love you even more than your natural father does. I'm going to take care of you. So for the last 10 years, 10 years, I've been living completely by faith. Not working at a church and actually getting paid. I'm talking about serving. I'm talking about, I don't know where my next meal's coming from. Okay. I'm talking about God sending me to different nations and giving me finances to actually be able to travel. Just because I took him at his word and I said, God, I believe what you're saying. So I don't know about you, but I've loved this conversation. I've loved it. It sparks something inside of me. It makes me excited. It makes me, I'm bubbling. I'm bubbling. Okay. So why? Because it's actually good news. You know, the Bible sees this is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. And it really is, because we just need to believe. And there's this mighty man of God, one that was really known for doing crazy things with Jesus. His name is Smith Wigglesworth. And one of his catchphrases was, dare to believe. Just dare. Just take God at his word. Just dare to believe that what he's telling you is the truth. So let's wrap this all up. Mark 5:36 says, do not be afraid, only believe. Man, great thing. If you're having a hard time believing, and you're being real about it, and you're saying, okay, Lord, you're saying this in your word, but I'm doubting, this is kind of hard, how do I go about this? You know, the Bible says, just ask. It says, you have not because you ask not. So ask, and you will receive. So if you having trouble believing and having trouble with like actually having faith, just say, God, help me. Help me to believe. Help me, give me the faith that I need to believe. And that's it. Super simple. So I'm out. I really pray that you guys grab a hold of this, that you dig in to the Word of God and search out the different promises and the ways that the kingdom actually works. I'm Owen Farley, and just a reminder to be real, and Jesus loves you.